Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Here's the question. Should you save for your retirement or your child's education? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you can't afford to save for your retirement and your child's education, you have to make the smart, logical decision that will move you forward toward your goal. Save for retirement. This isn't a selfish move or mindset. It's a smart and realistic decision. Calman Chaney, the founder and president of Campus Consultants, Inc., and author of many personal finance books, including Paying for College Without Going Broke, says, "What most families don't realize is that the most aid in grants, scholarships, or loans goes to those who are the savviest applying for it, not necessarily those who are the neediest." I take his point to mean that you can allocate your research assets and figure out ways to help pay for your child's education, such as applying for state or federal grants, private scholarships, loans, and so on, and you can do it without breaking the bank or derailing your retirement savings. In the end, if you don't prepare financially for your retirement, you are, in effect, causing a systemic money problem within your family that will be passed down to the next generation who may not be able to afford this missed take. Again, this brings us back to the importance of setting and sticking to a budget. When you determine your discretionary spending and allocate it to various money goals and needs, you can better answer the question, if you had a $10,000 windfall, would you put it in your retirement account or in your children's education account? In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk more about why your retirement must come first. Your children can get a loan for their future. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.